Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is Wednesday, April 24th. Thanks so much for being here. It's 5:30. Ready to get things going here on a Wednesday. Good morning.
Good morning to you. How was Wednesday? So how was your Tuesday? I woke up this morning thinking today's a Thursday. I'm all turned around for some reason.
I'm turned around, too. It was fine. It wasn't great, honestly.
Oh, really?
Oh, no. Well, I was here at the radio station for a long time yesterday, and not what I expected. Long story short, I had a bit of a disagreement with a coworker last week, and yesterday I got called into their office to hash things out, and that ended up being like a long meeting. And so,
oh gosh, yeah, I'm so sorry.
It's all good. Things got worked out, so there was a happy ending. I will say, but yeah. So I was here for a long time. I ran home, and then I had my other job to go to, and so I was there really late. Also, there were some other things I had to deal with over there. So by the time I got home, it was so cute because my husband knew I was having a day. He just, he kind of watched as I was running home, and he's like, are you good? And I'm like, no. And so I get home and dinner's on the table.
How nice.
I know. I was so like, and he's like, just relax. You know, what do you need? And I'm like, no, this is great. And so it was nice. We just had a nice dinner. It's just the two of us right now because my youngest daughter, she's on a school trip. And then my oldest daughter, she's away at school. So it's just the two of us. So it was nice. Like we had the Avalanche hockey game on, Avalanche in Winnipeg. We were kind of, that was on in the background. We were talking. He let me vent. I told him about my day. And yeah, it was a nice ending. And then before we go to bed, we start watching this show. And I have heard so many people talking about it. I'm like, Matt, we have to watch this show because everyone, it's like number one on Netflix right now. And he's like, what's it called? I'm like, Baby Reindeer. And he's like, what? I'm like, we got to watch Baby Reindeer. So with all the intentions of watching one episode of Baby Reindeer, we ended up watching three because it was like, oh my gosh, what is happening here?
Is Baby Reindeer a kid show or it's an adult show?
It's
an adult show.
It's about as adult as, has anyone watched Baby Reindeer yet? I heard some rumblings about it. Then I started hearing more. And then I jumped on Netflix and I looked. It's the number one show on Netflix right now. So I'm like, let's watch this. I thought it was a documentary. It's not a documentary. It's based on a true story. And when you watch the story, you're like, oh my gosh. It's It's kind of crazy.
It gets you hooked on the first episode?
I'm only on episode 3, so I don't know how many more episodes there are, but if anyone has seen it, what do you think so far? You guys have to watch it.
Oh, I'll check it out. Yeah, when you first say Baby Reindeer, I think it's a kid show.
That's what I thought. I'm like, what is Baby Reindeer?
I think it's something like Bluey or something. Oh, the Baby Reindeer's going on adventures.
Don't watch this with your kids, you guys. Definitely do not watch this with your kids.
Oh, good. It's a good show that hooks you in the first episode. That's good.
Yeah, it's. I don't want to give anything away, but yeah, just so Baby Reindeer. That's what we watched. So that's how I fell asleep last night. I woke up this morning in a daze, but yeah, it was kind of a crazy day. How about you?
It was good. It was a nice day. I mean, listen, I'm happy that your day ended on a high note like that. When you have a stressful day at the radio station and then a stressful day at the TV station to come home to your husband with a nice cooked meal and to unwind like that, and you said Matt let you vent, sometimes you just need to do that. Just spill it all out and have your partner listen to you, and that's a good night.
And sometimes I don't like to vent. I don't like to bring my issues at other places home, mm-hmm. but... It was necessary last night. So today is a new day, and I'm so excited that we are here with you guys. Thank you so much for listening. So we've got so much coming up on the show this morning. So of course, we have more of your tickets to check out Sam Hunt. We're going to give those away right around 7:30 with the Mega Minute this morning. B-52's tickets, that's in the 8 o'clock hour. With Heads Up, and then in the 6 o'clock hour with Heads Up, we've been getting so much feedback on Charlotte Cardin, a new mix artist. We have a Mix Underground Lounge with her tomorrow, and we don't have those anymore.
We don't have those.
We've got
Taylor Swift's new album, the exclusive from Target, handing out today.
Yes. Okay. See, it's not going to be one of those days. It's not going to be one of those.
No,
days.
It's Taylor Swift, the Tortured Poets Department, on the Target exclusive Phantom Clear vinyl.
Yes, this is amazing. This vinyl, and it's a limited edition. You can only get it at Target, and so we are giving one of those away coming up in the 6 o'clock hour with Heads Up. So make sure you are listening. That is what is happening, and right now it is time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear "People Every Day" by Arrested Development? Here, Pretty Fly for a White Guy by The Offspring. And all the girls say I'm pretty fly. Or do you want to hear My Life Would Suck Without You by Kelly Clarkson? Choices. Get your votes in right now. You can do that by tweeting us on X at Mercedes in the AM. You can vote on our Facebook page, or you can text or call us right now at 702-364-9400. We're going to count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1. You're going to want to hear this.
More to come on the pre-show this morning. On the way next, is it rude if you tell someone that gave you a gift that you didn't really like it, if they ask, okay? I did it. Now I feel bad about it, but I was just being honest. That is coming up next. But first, the votes are in, and Pretty Fly for a White Guy by The Offspring is a pre-show. You pick them.
You choose the music. You pick it. We play it. It's Mercedes in the Morning. Pre-show, you pick them.
It's beautiful things that I've got. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning. This is the pre-show. I got some really nice birthday gifts from so many people on Monday, which was my birthday, and I was so appreciative. And my husband, he and I were doing the presents on Monday, and I opened a couple and just like some really thoughtful things. And then I opened one. It was in a gift bag. And I pull it out, and it was like in a plastic bag. Like, you know, when you order some clothes online, sometimes they come in a plastic bag mm-hmm. already. Like, they haven't even been hung up. And I look at it, and the color is kind of like, what is this? It was like this, like, brownish orange color. I'm like, what is this? And he goes, it's a dress. And I'm like, oh. So I rip open the plastic bag, and I hold it up, and it was like a sweater dress, And it had like a cutout thing in the chest area. And it just wasn't really my style. And I wasn't really fond of the color at all. I honestly did not like the color. It was,
you can just say you didn't like it.
Yeah.
Sometimes you open something, you're like, what is this?
But you know that pressure when you're opening a gift and the person is watching you open their gift? And I'm like, oh, what is this? And he's like, it's a dress. I'm like, oh.
What is it? Is it a sweater? Is it a dress? Is it a sweater dress? And then you see it in their eyes, too, the excitement of like, oh, I went rogue.
I know.
And I think this is great on you. What do you think?
I felt so. So he goes, do you like it? And I'm like, is it a sweater dress? And he's like, yeah, you look really good in sweater dresses. And I'm like, I mean, it's April. I mean, I'm probably
maybe
not going to be able to wear it till next year, which is fine. I don't need to, you know. I go, oh, cool. He goes, do you like it? I'm like, I don't know if it's really like, if it's going to look good on me. And he goes, everything looks good on you. Oh my gosh, my heart's breaking at this point. I'm like, oh man.
Wait, you dropped the, I'm not sure it's going to work.
I said it. I don't know if it'll look good on me.
But this is
because I tried to take the blame for it.
But this was in the time frame of you're still opening the gift.
Yeah.
You didn't wait till like an hour, maybe after dinner, like looking over your gifts. Like, what? You know what, Matt? I don't know about that dress. You dropped it right then when the initial surprise.
He was asking me.
That's what you say.
I owe it to him. I
this
can't
is really
lie
cool.
to the guy.
You circle back later on in the evening. Like, hey, you know, I tried the dress on. I'm not sure it fits. Always a disappointment.
I don't like to lie to him. And so I was like,
come back later
honest.
On.
And so I was like, I go, I don't know if it'll look very good on me. And he's like, what's wrong with it? And I'm like, nothing with that. It's just, I don't look very good in this color. He's like, you look good in everything. I'm like, oh. He's like, do you not like it? And I'm like, I don't know. She's like, I'll take it back. I felt so bad. Should I just have lied and just kept the dress?
I would have, at the initial opening, don't ruin that moment for him. I would have came back later on in the evening or the next day or a couple days down the road once things kind of settle. But the initial excitement of seeing you open the gift that he went out on his own and thought it's going to look great on you. The initial disappointment, I would have saved that for later on in the evening or a couple days down the line when you try it on. Like, hey, I tried it on. Eh, it's just not fitting me.
So I should have lied to him?
I would have still told him, but not immediately. I would have waited.
Okay, so what should I have said then?
Oh, this is awesome. Thank you so much.
That's
a really cool dress.
So lie.
But then you're going to come back later
but
on in the evening.
I can't lie to this man.
And say,
I cannot.
Then you open it right away and go, this is awful.
Next. I didn't say that. I took the blame. I didn't do that. And so he was so gracious. He's like, no problem. I can get you something else. So you can bet the next gift I open, I was like, this is awesome.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. Show number
2046.
And now, here's your host, Mercedes and JC.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to the show. It is just ahead of 6 o'clock here on Wednesday, April 24th. Happy to have you guys with us. Busy show coming up. We'll get to all that here in just a minute. How you doing?
Not bad. Can I ask you kind of a personal question?
Oh, man, the show is all about personal questions. What is it?
How many pairs of underwear do you go through a day?
A day?
A day.
One, maybe two if I am changing outfits or working out or something, but yeah, that's it.
I'm 2 to 3 pairs a day. I saw this woman online had posted that she wears the same underwear all day long. She'll get up, she'll shower, she'll do her thing, and then she puts on her underwear, and she wears them throughout the entire day, and then sleeps in them as well. She did say outside of working out, she changes them, but sleeps in them as well. And she was getting so much backlash for wearing just the same pair of underwear all day long and into bed as well.
Well, I mean, I think there's two different situations here. Wearing the same underwear all day long, not a big deal, I don't think. My thing is sleeping in the underwear you just wore all day long. I shower before I go to bed, so that would never happen. And two, I don't wear underwear when I go to sleep. I thought this is your chance to let things be free.
Breathe, right?
Yes. So the fact that she's sleeping in the underwear that she just wore all day, to me, seems a little bit unhygienic, but maybe there's something I'm missing there.
I think it sounds nasty. It's because I'm the same way with you. I change it throughout the day. Morning, afternoon, if I go work out or TV show, I change my underwear throughout the day. And the same thing at night. I wear a boxer brief, so there's some room for my stuff to breathe. I couldn't imagine being in the same wearing stuff at night. Keeps things confined. You got to let it breathe and get some air. But if you're still doing that, it's the same stuff you've been going all day long. Sweat and stuff is going on down there, and then you carry that into the evening. I thought it was nasty. I think it's nasty.
I agree with you 100%. That's pretty gross. But I mean, wearing the same pair all day long, I don't think is a bad thing.
What if you work out? Do you change if you work out? Do you come home and change after you work out?
Usually, I just jump straight into the shower, so I don't need to change. I don't like to be dirty, and so I shower. And to me, I think I get that some people need to take that shower in the morning to wake up, but I think that if you're getting in your bed at night with all the grime and grossness of the day on you, like, you're bringing that into your bed. And to me, that's like, ugh. Like, that seems kind of nasty to me.
I think that's nasty as well. I shower twice a day, sometimes three times a day, depending what the day is. So at night, last night, I went to the gym late, got home, had dinner, showered, did some work, and then went to bed. So that's normally my routine. But I always get up and shower in the morning because I do feel I like that refresher. You've never been a morning shower? It's always at night, wake up and go in the morning?
No, when I was younger, like when I, you know, was in school and stuff, I was a morning showerer. But I just think that it's just nice to go to bed clean and then wake up and then I can get going in the morning. And so, yeah, unless you like get night sweats or something like that, I don't really feel a need to shower in the morning.
Now, speaking of underwear, when you travel, what's your allotment of underwear per day?
67 pairs of underwear I bring with me, but I only use usually one a day, max two, like I said, if I work out. But I bring all my underwear that I have ever owned in my entire life. It all goes in my suitcase. I don't know why I do it, but who knows? There might be an emergency one day where I'm going to need 67 pairs of underwear on my vacation.
See, you want to be prepared.
Yeah,
you got
exactly.
Underwear ready to go. Hey, coming up here in about 15 minutes, we have a copy of the new Taylor Swift album, The Tortured Poets Department, on the Target exclusive Phantom Clear vinyl with never-before-seen photos, replicas of handwritten lyrics, 16 tracks, plus there's a bonus track on there called The Manuscript. We have it for you in about 15 minutes when you win Heads Up. And up next is What's Trending. What do you got for us?
Well, what celebrity said goodbye to social media because of the horrible things people were saying to him? We're going to talk about that coming up next in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready?
Mercedes in the mornings, what's trending on Mix 94.1.
Jelly Roll is trending this morning. The singer, he's no longer on social media. Like, yeah, his profile stuff might be up, but he himself is done with it. His wife, Bunny XO, she was talking on her podcast about this whole situation, and she said that Jelly stopped using it because of all the negative stuff that he was reading about his weight. Here's what she had to say.
My husband got off the internet because he is so tired of being bullied about his weight. And like, that makes me want to cry because he is the sweetest angel baby. My husband doesn't show it to you guys. It hurts him. The internet can say whatever the they want about you. And they say, well, you're a celebrity. You're supposed to be able to handle it. No, the we're not.
Yeah, she was very not mincing words at all on that. But Bunny then asked her listeners a series of questions. She's like, do you know how many people kill themselves from being bullied a year? She's like, enough is enough. And Jelly Roll, he's currently on this new health journey, which is so great to see. He's lost about 70 pounds while working out with a trainer. Or it's actually, he's like a biohacker, and he's currently training for a 5K, but he just got to the point where he said, enough is enough.
Yeah, people can be savages. People are savages online. And there's a lot of hate that's tossed celebrities their way and just everyone's way. And, you know, yeah, celebrity may have thick skin, but it's going to wear you down. I don't care who you are. When you see that hate coming your way, and if it's constant, it's going to get to you. Celebrity or not, it's going to have an effect on you.
It's sad people. It's sad people who just want to make other people sad. And I'm sure every single one of us has been a victim of online hate or online bullying or whatever. And, you know, it's so crazy because you could get 100 great comments about something like, oh, you know, you look great or beautiful shirt. And one person will say something just terrible or just mean. And that is all you think about.
It's hard.
Like all 100 of the other nice comments. And it just comes to the point where you have to say, like, what kind of person would do that? What kind of person feels the need to just be hateful like that? And it's a sad person. It's just a person who's unhappy with their life. And they want you to be unhappy just like them.
They want
to
bring you down to their level of sadness and anger and displaced anger. Yeah, it's not. And I'm seeing more and more celebrities kind of step away from social media. Jelly Roll stepping away. You know, I love that guy, Ed Mylett. He's a big motivational speaker, and he's removed himself from Instagram. He still has it for his podcast, but he was always posting motivational stuff, and he's just like, it's getting to be too much and getting to be overwhelming, and it affects your mental health. So he just literally stepped back from it to focus back on himself.
Yeah, I mean, I still do stuff on social media. I'm probably not as active as I used to be, but I still like to use it, and I mostly do like stuff on stories and stuff mm-hmm. like that. But someone made a comment the other day, like, you need to post more, you need to post more, you need to do more stuff. And I'm like, one, I don't want to saturate, and two, like, do I? Will the world survive if I don't make a post on, here's my OOTD? I think the world will be okay.
I actually like seeing your outfits of the day.
Okay, OOTD post coming your way this afternoon.
Coming up here next, a copy of the brand new Taylor Swift album, The Tortured Poets Department, on the Target exclusive Phantom Clear Vinyl. That's yours in 4 minutes.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Okay, our contestant is Dale. Hey, good morning, Dale. How you doing?
I am fantastic. Mercedes, JC, how are you guys doing this morning?
We are great. You are in for Heads Up. We have this new vinyl. It's the Phantom Clear Vinyl, limited edition from Taylor Swift, the Tortured Poets Department, only available at Target. Up for grabs right now with Heads Up. You just got to pick a category for us. Do you want to go with Like a Bird, Earth Day, or New Kids on the Block?
Ooh, let's do Like a Bird.
Like a Bird. Go Fly a Kite Day was this past Sunday. So these are all things that fly, okay?
Sounds great.
Okay, who do you want to pick as your partner?
Mercedes, it's you.
All right, let's do it.
All right, here we go. 60 seconds on the clock. You get six correct. You get this Taylor Swift album, and you start now.
If you're going to take a trip, you might get on one of these to go across the country. Yes. This is something that it's like in a cocoon, and then when it emerges, it's a beautiful...
Butterfly?
Yes. This is, you get in like a basket, and then you go up in the air thanks to...
hot air balloon?
Yes. This is something that... It's not an airplane, but it's like another word is a chopper.
Helicopter.
Yes. This is, it's a bumble what?
Bumblebee.
Yes. This is something that might take your blood and then leaves a bump and it itches.
Mosquito.
Yes. All right, Dale, you got it. Nice job. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Dale, you're all set with a copy of the new Taylor Swift album, The Tortured Poets Department, on the Target exclusive Phantom Clear vinyl. And we'll have more of these vinyls again tomorrow morning when you win. Heads up.
All right, coming up next, you guys, this JC is mad.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's really mad about something that he just discovered yesterday. Would you be mad about this too? And how do you handle this situation? We'll tell you what it is coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. If you ever want to reach out to the show, we are here. Questions, comments, concerns, 702-364-9400. You can call us or you can text us. Yeah, actually, we would really appreciate if you use that number right now. There's a situation happening, and JC, you are really upset. Like, I don't know that I've ever seen you this upset about something before. Tell everyone what's going on.
I feel violated. We have new neighbors that moved in across the street maybe 6 months ago, and I haven't met them face-to-face, you know, hand wave and just gestures and stuff, whatever. And they've done some stuff to the outside of their house. They put some lights that look great at night, and they've done things to their house. They did something that really is bothering me. They put up a security camera. It's this. I've never seen a camera this big, and it's three cameras, these huge cameras, on the outside. It's not on the outside of their house. It's at the edge of the property up on a tree. It's on a tree, and it's facing out to the street. They're a corner house, and so it's facing out to the street. What this camera is doing, it's looking directly at my house. This three-tiered camera, I was looking at it yesterday. You can see the full front of my house. You see the garage, and then part of it shoots right into my side yard. The side yard where I'm always playing with Jax. The side yard where I'm out there sunbathing or doing whatever. It's just I'm very active at this part of the house. And my new neighbors have a camera pointing directly at it.
Do you think that they put it up there intentionally to look at your house? Or is it more to get the street view? Does it get the street too? Is that what it's... What do you think the purpose is of that camera?
I think they've just put it up for security to be aware of what's happening around their house. But at the same time, it is looking right in my backyard. And I understand. I've got a camera above my garage looking down into my driveway, see my front door. I understand those cameras. But this is not on his house. This is at the edge of his property. He went to the edge of his property up on a tree that's pretty much on the street and put it high up. And I'm looking last night as I'm outside from different angles in my backyard. And everywhere I stand, I can see that camera. And if I can see that camera can see me. It feels like a complete invasion of privacy in my backyard.
So what do you do in that situation? Has anyone else ever been in that situation? It's directly focused on your home. And it's like he didn't ask you permission. He didn't give you a heads up or anything like that.
Nothing. And he's done some drastic changes to his front yard. And again, I think it looks beautiful. But isn't with HOA, aren't you supposed to check with your neighbors or something before you do drastic changes? I don't mind that. The landscaping looks awesome. What's getting me is the camera. And the way our neighborhood is set up and looking at those cameras, it's three cameras. So my neighbor to my left, their house is being filmed. And then between my neighbor's house and my house is the walkway to leave the neighborhood, like the gate to leave the neighborhood to go on walks. So that's being filmed. And then you have the complete side of my house, my front yard, my garage, and then the other side of my house are all on camera.
Okay.
Everything.
What does everyone think? 702-364-9400. What do you do in this situation? Do you say something? Do you ask them to take it down? I will tell you, I was in a very similar situation, but I was on the other side of it. I was on your neighbor's side. We put up brand new cameras outside of our house. We put some like in the backyard, the front yard. We put one on the side of our house. And it was one of those like dome cameras, but it only faced a certain way. It only faced forward.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the neighbor that it was on that side of the house saw it, and I didn't ask for permission. We didn't have to ask for permission for cameras. Saw it and came over immediately, knocks on the door, and my husband answers, and he's like, I am really uncomfortable with that camera, your dome camera on the side of your house. I'd like you to take it down. And my husband's like, well, I can show you on the app. It does not point to your house. It points forward. Mm-hmm. You can't even see your house on it. He's like, I don't care. What if you can move it? And he's like, it's not a movable camera. It's just under the dome. He's like, I swear, here, look. Wasn't happy with that. He's like, I want it down or else I'll report it to the HOA. So we're like, is there any wiggle room on this? He's like, if you get a different camera that I can tell is directly pointed out, not a dome one,
mm-hmm.
he's like, I'll be fine with it. So we went and we got a different camera. It only, you can literally see it's only pointing forwards. It's not movable, even though the other one was only pointing forwards.
He didn't trust the dome.
He didn't trust it.
Oh.
So we replaced it and all is good. But let's talk to Crystal, who's an HOA manager. Hey, Crystal, what do you think about this?
Hi, guys. So, JC, you're right. All exterior changes, they have to go through the HOA and get approval. That camera, usually, one, like you said, they have to get neighbor approval, but cameras cannot face the common area. They can only face their private property. So if you report that to the HOA, they'll make them take it down.
Because that's what it's doing. It's not at all on his property. He's got a street camera set up. A JC house camera set up is what he has set up right now.
Do you think that maybe, I'm trying to be glass half full thing.
Yes.
What if you look at it this way? If anything ever happens to your house, he'll have it on camera.
That is the one upside. That's the absolute one upside.
I definitely see why you're upset about it.
And if I want to see what I look like sunbathing in the backyard, my neighbor has that as well for me.
Yeah, Speedos.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3, it is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
So Taylor Swift, she put out her new album, The Tortured Poets Department, last Friday. It has broken just a ton of records so far. Before it even came out, it broke the record for Spotify's most pre-saved album, for starters. Then once it finally dropped, Taylor broke the record for single week vinyl sales with... this is like staggering. 700,000 vinyl copies sold. Vinyl copies sold. That broke her own record when she sold 693,000 copies of 1989 Taylor's version last year. Not stopping there, she also broke the record for most streams in a single day on Spotify in less than 12 hours. The album also became the first album on Spotify to have over 300 million streams in a single day. And then it also broke the record for the biggest pop album of all time by first day streams on Apple Music. There is more, though. She put a lot of work into her new album. There's 31 songs in all. And now she's sharing how much work she did to push her album over the finish line in this behind the scenes video that she shared on YouTube. It's short, sweet. I don't know if you've seen it. It gives a fan a chance to see her at work. It's super cute. You got to check it out. But the album is just completely crazy with the records it's breaking.
I was reading more about the vinyl sales and how 700,000 albums, vinyls, sold in 3 days. And yes, she said she beat herself, and then she beat herself before. The last non-Taylor artist to have a big number was Harry Styles with like 300,000 vinyls sold. But this article went back to 10 years ago. What was it like 10 years ago? And everyone was tripping over the fact, I think it was Jack White set a record by selling 40,000 vinyls, and people were going nuts over 40,000 vinyls. Here we are, 10 years later, Taylor Swift with an insane number of sales.
I know. It's pretty mind-blowing if you think about it. So if you work a full-time job and you work over 40 hours a week, you may be getting more money millions of salaried workers in the U.S. are going to soon qualify for overtime pay. This is thanks to this new rule. The rule was yesterday. It was announced yesterday by the Department of Labor. It changes the threshold under which salaried employees become eligible for overtime. So the department estimates that an extra 4 million workers are going to qualify for overtime once this rule is implemented coming next January. Mm-hmm. So they say that this move is going to restore the promise to workers that if you work more than 40 hours in a week, you should be paid more for that time.
All right. Well, I think we're both eligible. We're in.
What's the term that we use? You're exempt. So that means that basically they can work, yeah, work.
No, I don't want to be exempt. Are you kidding me? My gosh, we should make a log 1 week of how many hours we actually work for putting stuff into the radio show and see what it is.
Yeah, there's a lot that goes into it. But yeah, wouldn't that be cool? Now you get some overtime on it.
Heck yeah. We're doing a lot of OT. Oh my gosh.
I know. Finally this morning, I just don't get people. I don't understand. Do people not understand bears are wild animals? There's this Scottish tourist. She and her friend were visiting Romania, and they decided to go through a drive through the Carpathian Mountains. And they said that this bear came up to the window on the friend's side, and it was no problem. They took a picture of it. It went away. But the driver lady said, "I didn't get a proper picture, so we went back, and it was at my side." So it was a mama and her cub. And you know, when there's a mama and her cub, she's got to be very protective, right?
Mm-hmm.
So guess what that means? The mama bear attacked the woman and she ended up in the ER. They said we thought that the bear wanted to be friends, and the bear came and wanted to get in the car, but they started getting upset and bit her friend. Wildlife experts just stress, like, do not try to interact with wildlife, especially if they have babies nearby.
Did you say she said, "We thought the bear wanted to be friends"?
Yeah, like, hey, want to be friends? Let's do this.
Nice to meet you.
That fantasy. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. Tori Spelling, she may have revealed, maybe it's TMI, but maybe it's like very relatable for you. Have you ever been in a situation where it was like a bathroom emergency where you just are like, oh my gosh, I need a bathroom and I need it immediately? She was talking about how when she was in traffic one day, she was at band camp with her kid, and she was in her car and she had to go to the bathroom so bad. And she's like, there's no way I'm going to make it home. I don't know what to do. And luckily, one of her kids was still wearing diapers. So she reached into her kid's diaper bag, took out a diaper, and used the kid's diaper. And she said it worked really well.
I'm designed for that. Sure. Absolutely.
Have you ever had a major bathroom emergency? 702-364-9400. And what did you do? You're leaving the band camp. You're stuck in traffic. LA traffic is a whole new beast, more than any, other city that I've ever been in. And you have nowhere to go. What would you do?
For me, there was a recent one recently, and it's a minor one, but I had to use the bathroom really bad. And I'm driving somewhere, and I know there's a Burger King along the way. And so my mind, okay, I can make it to Burger King. So I park and I go running inside to the Burger King. And I think your body starts to mentally think, okay, we're getting close to that restroom. We can start to relieve the pressure because you're about to go. So, okay, things are starting to come, but you might know the bathroom is right there. I go there. Door is locked. Men's room is locked.
Oh,
I'm like, are you kidding me? Turn to the ladies' room. That's what I'm thinking. Ladies' room is locked. Maybe 10, 15 seconds later, a woman comes out of the restroom. I give her like a nod, like, hey, I'm waiting for the men's room. Soon as she left, I went right into the ladies' room.
You did?
Locked the door behind me. It's just me in there. It's a solo stall, but designed for ladies. But yeah, I had to go. I just had to go.
When it's an emergency, if I would have seen a guy coming out of the women's bathroom, like initially I would have been shocked. Like, what the heck are you doing there? But I think you get a pass on that one. It was an absolute emergency. What else do you do?
And if it was a ladies' room where there's stalls and everything and not a lock on it, I wouldn't have done it. But the fact that I knew there was a lock on the door, I slid right in there. Oh, my gosh.
So what would you have done if it was a multiple stall ladies' room?
Oh, I would have gone back outside somewhere. and find like a bush or something.
Outside of Burger King?
You find like a hidden bush or something. What are you going to do? You start going in your pants?
I don't know. I'm asking you.
Or you go in and say, excuse me.
I'm coming in.
Get ready. Does it bother me? I'm just looking. My head is down to the ground. I'm going to the stall right now.
I've always wondered, though, about those kids' diapers. I mean, I've never been in that situation where I needed to use one, but I've thought about it before where it's like, this is meant for a baby. Would this meet the needs of an adult? I don't know. That's a really interesting thing to think about. Candy is on the phone. Candy, good morning.
Good morning.
Did you have a bathroom emergency?
Oh, my gosh. I had a bathroom emergency. I went to pick up some food at a restaurant and waiting in the parking lot during COVID. No bathrooms, no nothing open. I had to use the bathroom super bad. My friend had an adult diaper in the back. She went and got it. I put it on but didn't attach the little tags to it. And when I went to pick it up, it was not only heavy, but it went everywhere.
Oh, no.
Everywhere. So it was so, first of all, embarrassing. The guy came to bring our food out, and now here I am sitting in a diaper with like a blanket over me.
Wait, you slid it on in the car and just put it on and did your business in the car seat?
That's exactly it.
Wow. And what did the guy say?
He didn't notice. I mean, obviously, he was just getting the food and getting his tip, and he left. But when I went to pick it up, I was like, oh, my gosh, this didn't absorb at all. It went all over the seat in the front.
Oh, no. He's all, how are you today, ma'am? You're like, depends.
Exactly.
Thank you, Candy.
Thank you.
We need to pause the show and pay respect to that line right there.
Turn it up. We're getting you back to Vegas's best variety and Mercedes in the morning faster. Mix 94.1.
In about 5 minutes, we've got the Mega Minute. We want you to conquer it. And when you do, you get tickets to go see Sam Hunt.
Did you guys see that Kelsey Plum from the Las Vegas Aces and Darren Waller, formerly of the Raiders, now he's placed for the Giants, right?
Yes. Yep.
Yeah, that they're getting a divorce.
I saw Kelsey's post yesterday.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, that was kind of a heartbreaking post, honestly. Mm-hmm. I saw it and I was like, oh, that does not sound good. She posted on social media, she wrote, I'm devastated. I walked through fire for that man, but now I see it's time to go. God has given me an incredible life and I'm truly so grateful for the profound love from my family and friends. One day I'll share my story. Today is not that day. Thank you for the grace to process my pain, to forgive and move forward. Today and every day I will continue to choose joy. Much love, KP. And then she had a Bible verse there at the bottom. I'm not sure. I got to Google that to see what it says.
But the then speculation started running wild about what had happened between the two of them. Some people saying was some kind of affair. He's had his issues. He's conquered his demons in the past as his demons come back. But then we got to hear Darren's side of the story. What is happening? It's not great to try to speculate what's going on. But man, Twitter, the whole internet was going crazy over this announcement yesterday.
I know. You never know what happens behind closed doors. But did anyone else kind of notice that in the last couple months, they were never seen together? That she, you know, she was by herself. And again, you try not to read into that because I don't like when people read into my stuff and I get it. But I have to admit there was part of me that's like, why is, you know, maybe something's going on. I hope not. But obviously something not good happened just based on that. And I was really surprised that she was so forthcoming about it, about the bad situation, whatever it may be. I think we all can kind of put some puzzle pieces together and maybe guess on what it was. But have you ever been in a situation where you just knew, okay, this relationship's over, and she's basically She said, you know, I walked through fire for that man, but now I see it's time to go. So was there just like one definitive thing that happened and you're like, now it's time to go? Have you ever been in that situation before?
I'm trying to think of my relationships. I don't think I have, where it was like, maybe it was been a slow build up for the breakup. And I've only had maybe three or four serious girlfriends throughout my life before I met Laura back in 2003. Kelsey did also, by the way, scrubbed him off of social media.
Yeah,
there's nothing
gone
about him. But Darren did a post back in January, a TikTok video where he was kind of dancing around to it was a breakup song, and people thought that was something was happening back in January, and then he said he was just joking around. But he did his weird cryptic post back in January of this whole thing.
He posted, you know, when they were in the championship run for the finals, the Aces, he posted his support. Let's talk to Rachel. 702-364-9400 is our number if you want to chime in. Hey, Rachel, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning, guys.
Hey, were you ever in a situation where you're like, okay, this is over? Like, was there a sign for you?
Yeah, I was. So I was actually married for 10 years. And on year number 9 of the marriage, we went through some pretty traumatic financial struggles. And during that time, for the last year of our marriage, I could not get my partner to get any kind of drive to go help us out financially, more work, anything like that, which she just watched us crumble for the last year instead of helping build the empire I wanted. And that was like my definitive changing moment.
You're like, this is not going to work out. Sometimes it just takes one thing to open your eyes, mm-hmm. you know? And I don't know if we'll ever know. It's not necessarily our business when it comes to Kelsey Plum and Darren Waller, but she says we will know one day and she will tell the story one day. So meanwhile, I'm sitting here like, when? when will you tell us?
I saw her post.
Not my business, but since you offered.
I see that she had posted on that. I started reading. Well, what Kelsey post? I'm devastated. Whoa, I walked. This is juicy.
I feel bad. It's just that's just a hard thing. And especially when you're a celebrity, it takes it to a new level.
Oh, yeah. All eyes are on those two right now. Well, here we go. It's now time for the Mercedes in the Morning Mega Minute.
You can win your tickets right now to see Sam Hunt. I don't wanna steal your freedom. Coming to town, Fountain Blue, Las Vegas in October. And your tickets right now with the Mega Minute. It's 60 seconds and it's 10 questions. We have not had any luck with the Mega Minute lately. It's been a long stretch of losing. We'd love to change that this morning. So caller 20, you get to take a shot at it. Answer those 10 questions in 60 seconds correctly, and you're going to see Sam Hunt. Caller 20's in, 702-364-9400.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Hey, Melina, good morning. How you doing?
Hi, good morning. I'm good. I'm nervous.
Oh.
My brain keeps thinking, like, use your brain. Be smart. There was, like, a movie that had that. Like, use your brain.
Use your brain. Be smart. You can do this, Melina. We believe in you. We want you to beat the Mega Minute. It's been a rough ride here for the past few weeks. So hopefully you walk away a winner. We've got these Sam Hunt tickets, and we'd love to see you win.
So, Melina, you have 60 seconds on the clock to answer these 10 questions correctly. If you pass on one or get one incorrect, we'll come back to that question at the end, and the game starts now.
If your birthday is today, what zodiac sign would you be?
Oh, shoot, that pass.
What fictional city is the home of Batman?
Gotham.
Yes. What cocktail mostly consists of rum, lime juice, soda water, and mint?
Mint julep?
No. When banking, what does PIN stand for?
Personal identification number?
Yes. What is the name of Michael Jackson's signature dance move where he's sliding backwards?
Moonwalk?
Yes. Joe Exotic and Carol Baskin were part of what Netflix series?
Oh my gosh, I didn't watch it. Like Tiger Lily. Nope, that's the place.
Oh, pass. What city is the NBA team the Nuggets from?
Oh, I'm sorry. Tiger King. Denver.
Yes, that's correct. That is also correct. How many strings does a standard guitar have?
Four.
No. What was the name of the Hunchback of Notre Dame?
Pass.
What is the tallest...
Oh.
Oh, darn it. Melina, sorry. I still think you used your brain, and I think you were smart. Some of these questions were super difficult. You just never know what you're going to get with a Mega Minute. There's been some times where I'm like, these are so easy. And then, like today, where it's like, what? How am I supposed to know that? If your birthday's today, the zodiac sign you'd be is a Taurus. Mm. The cocktail made mostly of rum, lime juice, soda water, and mint. That's a mojito. Yeah, you got Tiger King. A standard guitar has six strings. And the name of the Hunchback of Notre Dame is Quasimodo.
Has it been 2 weeks since someone beat the Mega Minute?
I believe so.
It's been a while now.
Yeah, I'm not liking this. We need to find a winner.
So caller 20 right now. You get those tickets to go see Sam Hunt. 702-364-9400. Good luck.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Okay, do you guys remember when we had the great resignation? Everyone was resigning from their jobs. Now get ready for the great job swap. Did you see yesterday? This is big. I know this is big in our industry, and I know it's huge in a lot of other industries too. The Federal Trade Commission voted 3-2 yesterday to ban non-compete agreements at companies. So non-competes, if you don't know, it bars workers from going to another company or starting a competing company for a set period of time after they leave. And the FTC says that those situations affect about 30 million people, or 1 in 5 workers. So yesterday, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce said it's going to file a lawsuit to block the rule, and also says the FTC was overstepping its authority. But they say that there's no reason why people should not be able to provide a living wage for themselves after they leave a company.
Yeah, it makes complete sense on the side of, yeah, we should be able to work to earn a living, to make some money. And non-compete in radio is if we leave the radio station. Does it apply if we would be fired? It says for 6 months or longer or shorter, you can't appear on another radio station in Las Vegas. It's a non-compete.
Well, that's yours specifically. Like, everybody has,
yeah,
like,
they're all different. It could be 6 months, it could be 3 months, it could be a month. Yeah, everyone's different. But what it is saying is, let's say it's 6 months, you've got to sit out 6 months and can't go on another radio station. You cannot compete against us for a set amount of time that you guys established in your contract.
And there's so many different organizations that have that. I have a girlfriend. She's an esthetician, and when she left the place that she was working, they actually asked her to sign a non-compete, and she's like, "Why would I do that? No, thank you." And then she left and went to another place. But they tried to get her to sign a non-compete so she couldn't go work on people's skin at another place.
No kidding.
Yeah, it's in a lot of industries. So this could be very interesting to see where this goes. So if you had to put four faces on the Mount Rushmore of action heroes, which four faces would you put? The Mount Rushmore of action heroes.
702-364-9400. Let's build this thing right now. Arnold's on there for sure.
Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Yeah, Arnold's
okay.
on there.
All right.
Stallone.
Sylvester Stallone. Okay. Now, just getting to my point, Arnold and Sylvester Stallone, they were asked this question, and they included themselves also on
As
there.
They should,
yeah,
okay.
So they said they believe that they should be on the Mount Rushmore of action heroes, and they had some ideas on the other two people. I don't know that I agree with both of them. One of them, I think there's a valid argument for. The other one, I was just kind of like, I don't know. So Arnold says he would add Clint Eastwood to
what?
It. That's the one I was kind of like, what? Okay.
Not at all. Wait, what? No.
No on Clint Eastwood?
What? He's not an action hero. He's done those Westerns, the Dirty Harry, the Get Off My Lawn, Gran Torino movie that he did. But he's not an action hero.
That's what Arnold said. Richard, what do you think?
Bruce Willis.
Bruce Willis is exactly who Sylvester Stallone said. Bruce Willis needs to go up on there. And you know, the Die Hard movies, did he do other action movies outside of Die Hard?
I just think Die Hard. That's all that comes to mind. They're great movies. What about Tom Cruise?
action. I mean, there's an argument.
Impossible movies that he did, Jack Reacher movies that he did.
I was thinking, like, okay, maybe this is not, maybe this is a reach, but like, what about Keanu Reeves? No? With
Speed?
All the Matrix, the Speeds. I don't know. Just throwing that out there.
Does Robert Downey Jr., even though it's through Iron Man, a lot of action, he's a hero.
Well, yeah, but then you'd have to look at like literally every other Avenger too. Someone just texted us and said Angelina Jolie. I love the, yeah, why are we limiting this to men? She was Lara Croft. She's done some other like action related movies, Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
That was a great one. Tomb Raider, yeah.
Tomb Raider. Someone just said Melissa McCarthy from Spy. I would put her on the comedy Mount Rushmore for sure. We're getting Chuck Norris, The Rock, Bruce Lee.
Yeah, all great.
Let's see what Bruce has to say. Bruce, what do you think?
Heath Ledger as the Joker.
I mean, one of the best roles ever. But would you classify that as an action hero?
Depends on how you look at the film.
Yeah, this is true. I think it's all about perspective.
And I look at it too, and it needs to be more than just one movie. When I think action hero, someone has done multiple action type hero movies, and Heath Ledger, he was great in that movie. But that's his only real action movie role.
Okay, let's talk to Tessie. Tessie, what do you think? Who would go on the Mount Rushmore of action figures? Action heroes.
Thank you, Mercedes. I actually had to turn my car off, so I don't know if this name was said. But in my mind, Jean-Claude Van Damme should be there.
Ooh.
Very action hero to me.
Yeah, it's been a while since we've heard from him, but you have a valid point there. I know that Alexis is on hold, agrees with you. What about Jason Statham?
Oh, yeah. He's done a bunch of movies.
Yeah.
Vin Diesel? All the Fast and Furious movies?
I mean, like you said, I know it's more than one movie, but it's like one franchise.
Triple X he did. He did that movie Triple X.
Triple what? Triple huh?
I keep on falling.
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. If you ever want to reach out, our number is 702-364-9400. I don't know if you heard, but TikTok, it may be banned. We're going to talk more about it in the Hot 3 this morning. But if you missed it, there was this bill that was signed, and getting rid of TikTok was part of it because they say that there's like 9 months that the company has to sell it. Otherwise, it's going to be gone. And a lot of people are really upset about this. So I thought, let's go back to a simpler time, a time before TikTok, a time when there was 8-bit music. And so I have a game for us to play here. It's called 8-Bit Hit.
8-Bit Hit.
8-Bit Hit.
What a great sound, 8-Bit.
Okay, so how it works is I'm going to take you to a simpler time when the music was in 8-Bit on when we played video games.
Video
okay?
games, yeah, absolutely.
So can you identify the 8-Bit Hit? I think we should have someone go up against you. I think that we should make this a contest. 702-364-9400 to see if they can beat you on 8-Bit Hit, because I feel like you might be pretty good at this. Basically, what it is you identify the hit song played in 8-Bit, and whoever gets the best out of 5 will win, okay?
Perfect. Now, are these songs from 8-Bit days or just all songs in general? It could be a current song.
Okay. It could be an old song. It could be whatever you want. So are you ready for 8-Bit Hit?
Let's do it. Let's play the game.
Justina is on the phone. Hey, Justina, would you like to play 8-Bit Hit this morning?
Of course I will.
All right. 8-Bit Hit. Here's how it works. If you know the answer, shout out, got it, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to play a song, and if you know what song that is played in 8-Bit, you just have to yell out, got it, okay?
Let's do it.
All right, here we go. Here is 8-bit hit number one.
Got it.
What is it?
I'm going to play a second here.
Oh, oh, I stopped it.
It's Uptown Funk. Yeah!
Yes! Oh, Justina, you got to be faster than that.
I didn't even hear it.
Oh, JC's okay. Cheating. She's what? Not sending the music down to you. All right, okay.
Okay.
JC, one. Justina, zero. Okay. 8-bit. Actually, you know what? I'm going to give her a chance. And so you can't answer this. We're going to go back.
Oh, back and forth. I like this. Okay. Much better. Okay.
So here's yours. Here's yours, Justina. The 8-bit hit.
Oh, my God.
Just keep listening.
I can't think of it. What is that?
Nothing. JC, hold on.
Is it Radioactive?
Is it what?
Radioactive?
It is! Yes! Yes!
That
very
was good, Justina.
Good.
That
was I was good. Almost going to give you the opportunity to steal, but Justina got you on that one.
That was real good.
Okay. It's 1-1. 8 the hit. Since we're going back and forth, we're going to do best of three. JC,
okay.
You're up next.
Here we go.
What is this one?
The sharpest tool in the shed. I need
an answer.
Smash Mouth. All Star. Hey
now. Yes! Yeah! All right! Okay, you gotta get him back here, Justina. Are you ready for your 8-bit hit?
I'm ready.
Here we go.
On me.
That is
nice, Justina.
Correct. Oh my goodness.
So is this a tiebreaker then?
Yeah, I was gonna say best of three. We'll have this last one.
Okay, is this shouted out?
This is where you both shout
okay,
it out.
Justina, okay, Justina, good luck. It's been okay. Fun competing against you.
All right, here
good
we
luck,
go.
Casey.
Here we go. Shout it out if you know what it is.
One, two, three. Oh, no! I was singing the yes!
She got it! Justina, you won!
Oh,
it was
my
Chandelier!
Gosh. That is so good, Justina.
Justina is the 8-bit hit queen. Justina, we're gonna get you something just for beating JC on 8-bit hits.
That was great, Justina. You heard it come in there. One, two, three. One, two, three. Nice.
Nice job.
That
was fun.
Working.
I'm gonna have to bring this back again for you guys. I really like hearing you guys play this.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun. Now, coming up this hour, speaking of 8-bit hits, the B-52s are coming to Las Vegas, and you'll be at that show. Your tickets in 10 minutes. Things that I've got. I did something on Tuesday for the first time ever. I ordered something off of Amazon that I never thought about ordering until about a month ago.
Okay.
I ordered nipple covers.
I'm afraid to ask, honestly. I think we should move on.
Coming up next on the 74.1.
I don't.
Do you have nipple covers?
Do you have a job we don't know about? Are they like pasties with like little tassels on them?
No, they look like they're almost like they're Band-Aids. I'm going to place over just my right nipple.
Wait, what's wrong with your left one?
For some reason, my left nipple doesn't protrude as much as my right nipple. And a buddy of mine, my buddy Tim that was in town, what, 3-4 weeks ago, pointed out to me in a dress shirt that I wore on TV. It was a white dress shirt that I had. And he points out, he's like, dude, you know you can see your nipples? I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, your right one. And I looked, and sure enough, you can see my right nipple. Now, I recently bought a really cool white t-shirt, put it on, same thing. I'm like, left side looks good. Right side, it's my right nipple. Pops out. So I was looking for a solution, and they've got nipple covers. It's like a Band-Aid I'll put over when I wear this white shirt again on TV, and when I wear this certain t-shirt, I will put on a nipple cover so you don't see my nipple pop it out.
Maybe we can get you an endorsement with like Hormel pepperonis or something. Maybe this is a perfect endorsement opportunity.
Hey, JC.
For Hormel pepperonis, I have I have nipples that look like Hormel pepperonis, and every time I see them, they make me want to. They make me want a Hormel pepperoni. Have you ever bought anything that you bought and you're like, I never thought the day would come that I would buy something like this? Like today is the day. 702-364-9400. Dale, you actually had like an ordering mishap. What happened?
Oh man! So I ordered 100 of those 100 glow tubes.
Glow tubes, like glow sticks?
Glow sticks, yeah. You have a party, these light up. Yeah. It's a party enhancer. Good stuff. Order shows up at the door. No, I ordered 1,000.
Oh, whoa. That's just more glow sticks we could use to focus on JC's gigantic nipples.
I don't really light those up and be a party around JC.
Dale, when you put on a white shirt, do your nipples pop out or one of your nipples pop out?
I don't have that problem.
Yeah, it's really weird. It's just the right one, too. It's
unless
not the left one.
Really cold out, but, I mean, it's Vegas. It's 100 degrees.
Yeah, seriously. Like, why are you so cold?
Why is my left one not cold? It's only one nipple that pops out, and I'm getting 52 of them. So I guess this company, I can use one a week.
We have whole Areola Grande over here. What the heck?
I don't know.
I never thought we'd have that conversation. There's a first time for everything.
I got to tape it down. Only when I wear white shirts, though. Let me know if you want to borrow some.
No, I'm good.
I got 52 coming. It's Mix 94.1. This is Mercedes in the Morning. Always streaming live on the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Amanda, good morning.
Hello.
Hey, you're caller 20. You ready to play Heads Up?
Oh my gosh, that's crazy. Yes, I am.
Let's do this. B52's tickets for you if you win. Pick a category. Do you want to go with Dexter's Laboratory, Down Under, or Mr. Officer?
Oh, my dad's a police officer. Let's do Mr. Officer.
All right. National 911 Education Month is this month. So these are all things that are associated with the police, okay?
Okay.
Okay, who do you want to pick as your partner this morning?
I always said if I were to ever get through, I'd pick JC.
All right, let's do it.
Here we go, Amanda. 60 seconds on the clock. You get six correct. You're going to see the B-52s. We start now. Your dad arrests someone. He puts these on their wrist.
Handcuffs.
Yes. This is the thing they turn on. It's really loud to let everyone know they're coming.
Siren.
Yes. They wear this or it's in their wallet. They would show this to show that they're a police officer. Yes. I do something bad. Your dad and other police officers would do this to me. I am under...
arrest?
Yes. If I'm caught speeding, I get a what?
Ticket.
Yes. And if I don't pay that ticket, I might go where?
To jail.
Yes. Yes! Nice.
Wow, no problem. I think that law enforcement background really helped you there, Amanda. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Amanda, you're all set with tickets to the B-52's Love Shack, the Vegas residency. This is in November at the Venetian Theater. Congratulations. We'll have more of these tickets tomorrow morning with Heads Up on the 8 o'clock hour. Do you want to break this down, this thing that went down? Was this in your neighborhood yesterday?
I saw a dog hero yesterday, you guys. A dog hero. I watched a dog save something. Like, I couldn't believe what I saw. Do you have a dog hero? Have you ever seen your dog do something absolutely incredible and what was it? Let's talk about that coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Who has the gutsiest dog out there? A dog that is not afraid of anything. A dog that's a hero. I witnessed, like, with my own eyes, I witnessed a dog save someone yesterday. It was the coolest thing. Does anyone else have a gutsy dog? 702-364-9400. This is crazy. Yesterday was trash day, right? So, Tuesday.
Yeah, for me too. Yeah.
So I went out to get the garbage cans after they came. And so I was pulling them up and my neighbor was out there with their son and their dog was sitting in the front yard. And I don't know what kind of breed it is. It looks honestly like a mix of a couple of things. It's a little bit bigger. I'd say like medium to big size dog. And he's just chilling on their front yard, just watching what's going on. No leash, but he's nice dog. I've seen him before. He doesn't do anything. And so I'm there with the garbage cans and I'm talking to the neighbors and we're just chatting. And there's cats that roam our neighborhood. I think they're like feral cats. And there's this one cat that like is literally just like, I'm going to lay here on the street. I don't know. It was a nice day. So the cat just kind of stops and kind of sits on the street. And I'm like, okay, whatever, cat. So we keep talking. And I look out of the corner of my eye, I see a car coming. And the car's coming straight towards the cat. And I'm like, that dumb cat's going to move.
Like the pigeons, they always move.
Yeah, at some point. And the cat, and I see their dog kind of perk up at the car initially. And the cat's not moving. The cat's just sitting there. And then I thought, is that cat okay? Like, why would it just lay in the street? Their dog runs out into the street and, like, nudge the cat to move out of the way of the oncoming car.
It sensed danger and ran out there and saved the cat?
It ran it didn't run to attack it. Literally ran and, like, nudged it with its nose, and then the cat ran away. And the dog ran back to the front yard and sat back down. I witnessed a hero yesterday. It was amazing.
Yes, you did.
It was amazing.
That is so sweet, though.
A dog hero.
Runs out, nudges the cat out of the way, and gets out of harm's way himself in time.
I go, your dog's a hero. And he's like, yeah. He's always keeping an eye out for everyone. He says that he's done that with their son before, where their son has been, like, in danger and stuff, and then he comes over and does something to them. Have you witnessed a dog hero before, Melissa? What happened?
Yes. Actually, growing up in our neighborhood, these people had moved out and they left a lab mix dog. And he was in our neighborhood as a stray for a couple weeks. And one day, my sister and I were riding our bicycles out of the neighborhood and he followed us. And down the street, these two Dobermans jumped the fence and started chasing us. Well, that dog led them a different direction. And so my sister and I got to where we were going. We're on our way back, and we were worried about him because he'd been in the neighborhood, and a group of kids had him. And we called him, and he started following us. So he followed us back to our neighborhood. And when we got home, we told our dad what happened, and then he was our forever dog after that.
What did you name him?
My dad was a Ford guy, so we named him Windsor, but the neighborhood had always called him Tudor. When he was a stray, all the kids fed him, and so he tooted a lot, and so the kids called him Tudor.
I was thinking like he taught you, so he was like your tutor. No,
what a hero, though. Follows them knowing that they're going into harm's way and saves them.
That's amazing. Melina, did you have a dog hero?
I did. So I have an Australian Kelpie, and he is terrified of water. He does not like the pool, and my family and I were in the pool, and my husband decides to start breath playing with me, and he's dunking me in the water. So he's barking. He dunks me again and jumps up and tries to get me out of the water. So he, like, latches on to my shoulder and is trying to pull me away, but is terrified at the same time. But he tried his best to try to save me.
Oh, like, he didn't accomplish it, but he really tried. Oh, that's so sweet.
And facing his fears of water, too, to try to get Melina out.
Oh, my gosh. It was so funny. We just got this text that says, my dog saved my sanity one time. We had birds in our backyard that would sing from 1 a.m. to 4 a.m. for weeks on end. I was losing my mind. One morning, my dog had enough and caught one of the birds. The others never came back.
Send a message.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Okay, tipflation, it's a real thing. A lot of people are just so over this tipping culture, and they're saying it's getting out of control. There's this new survey that came out, and they said that Americans are spending way more on tipping than they want to, close to $500. They find that the average American reluctantly tips $37.80 a month because of the pressure or the awkwardness of the options that they're giving. Nearly a third of people have been asked to tip for a service that they wouldn't normally tip for in the last few weeks. And almost 50% say that they've noticed that the tipping option amounts on tablets have gone up. That happened to me. I was somewhere and they give you the options, and the options were 20, 25, and 30. And I was like, wait, I usually see 15, 18, 20, but now they're like 30%. Oh my gosh. Okay.
That's crazy. So what was the average per month that people are tipping?
They say they reluctantly tip $37.80 a month because of pressure or awkwardness of the options they're given.
So in total, on Tuesday, yesterday, I tipped a total of $31 throughout the day.
Just on one day?
Well, we had some furniture delivered. And I gave the guy, you know, it was actually, $40. I gave the guys $30 that brought the furniture in. They assembled a couple things. So I tipped them. To me, you deserve a tip for doing that, bringing the furniture in. I know it's their job, but they assembled it. They brought it in super friendly. So I tipped those guys. And then I went to the dry cleaner, and she was getting some stuff done for a rush that I need for this weekend. And so I tipped her $10 because she is going above and beyond to get something done for me by Friday. And then I was at the gym and I bought a protein shake. And, you know, the lady's just turning around and handing to me, not doing anything. But she was so friendly. And the tip option pops up. And you have to hit a bunch of buttons to hit no tip. It's so easy to just do like a 10%. And I did a small amount because she was super, super friendly. I normally don't in that situation because she's just grabbing something. But she was so kind. I'm like, you know what? Ding, I'll give you a little tip.
I see. And I hate that situation where it's like, you go to a Golden Knights hockey game. And I go up to the counter. And I say, a bottled water. And they grab the bottle of water, they give it to me. And then there's the tip option. Do you guys tip on that? I put no tip. I'm sorry. You just gave me a bottled water. Like, come on. Is that rude?
I don't think it's rude because I normally don't. It's a game I play when I buy this protein shake because I watch them. Are they smiling? Do they say thank you? Or do they just turn it and hand it to me? If they turn it and hand it to me, nothing. But this girl was just something about her. She was very nice. So I did the base option, which was 10%. But which is funny, is this like this at the Golden Knights game? At this place, it's easy to hit the tip option. It's hard to find the no tip button. You got to hit no, decline, zero. You hit the three buttons to do no tip.
Even if they're the nicest person and they just hand me a bottle of water, I just don't think that should be a tip. You should be a nice person anyway.
You should be, yes.
Right?
You should be, yes.
I don't understand it. It's one of the... Steph, do you feel like tipping is out of control?
I do. I really do. I just think that for me, I try to hold my ground, and then there's the other part of me that really wants to be nice. But I'm like, nope, gotta save penny. I got 6 weddings this year.
Don't be nice.
Don't be nice. No,
I always tip well on tipping like jobs and stuff. Mm-hmm. I always do. Here's another one. So my birthday was on Monday and someone sent me like a cookie basket thing. And I did not answer the door. My husband answered the door. And they're like, this is delivery. And he's like, oh, great. Thank you. And the guy like stood there like waiting. And my husband's like, well, have a good day. And he shut the door. I go, I think you were supposed to tip him. And he's like, well, I didn't know this was coming. You didn't know this was coming. Like, I don't have any cash. I'm like, well, I think he was waiting for a tip. And he's like, oh, well, sorry. Like, are you supposed to tip someone when they bring you a delivery that you were not expecting.
I think they are expecting the tip, but I've been in that same situation. I wasn't expecting flowers that were sent to Laura for her birthday. And I opened the door. I'm like, I've got no cash. And I know you can Venmo and Zelle. There's different ways to do things. And I've been in a situation where I said, hey, do you have Venmo? Do you have Zelle? And done it that way. But a lot of times someone comes to the house, I don't got cash in the house. I'm so sorry. I didn't know flowers were coming. If I knew flowers were coming, I would make sure I had cash.
I had no idea. I never carry cash. Like, I never carry cash. So I just, I don't feel comfortable Zelling you. I'm just, bye-bye. Have a good day.
Door slam. Thank you. Come again. It's Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning.
Something I'm made for.
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning, 9:03. And if you are waiting to win those tickets to Sam Hunt, we're going to have some more throughout the day. So make sure you keep listening for that.
You made me do something that I'd never done before on the show.
What?
And that was watch Netflix. So we had a commercial.
You've never watched Netflix before?
During the show?
Oh, during the show. I'm like, wow, where have you been?
During the show this morning because you...
You watched something on Netflix?
I did.
What?
I did during a commercial
break.
We're
working.
I only did 2 minutes and then I had to stop and I'm so intrigued. You were talking about this show, Baby Reindeer, earlier in the opening break. I think we were talking about
yes.
It. How you and Matt went 3 episodes in. I'm like, so what is this? I literally watched the first minute and I had to stop it. But the first minute has got me sucked in. What is this show about? Why? I kind of know the premise based on the first minute, but tell me more about this
okay,
show.
Okay, so first of all, is there something that you're like really trying to figure out right now? Like, what's on your radar right now that you keep hearing about that you really want an honest opinion on? 702-364-9400. And is anyone else watching this Baby Reindeer show? So I can't, I've heard bits and pieces, people mentioning it kind of in passing, and I just, whatever. So last night, finally, I decided to watch it, and I told Matt, I said, hey, we got to watch this Baby Reindeer show. He's like, what is it? Is it like Bluey? I'm like, no, it's not a cartoon. It's like on Netflix. It's the number one show on Netflix. Is anyone else watching it, by the way? Because we sat down and we watched the first episode last night. Just going to watch it. It's a half hour, like no big deal. Let's just watch it. And we look at each other when it was over like, what in the world is this about? So we let the next episode play. And I swear there was no less than like 3 or 4 times that out loud we said, what the bleep? Like, what is happening? It's based on a true story about, and I'm only 3 episodes in, but it's about this woman who is like infatuated with this guy who is a bartender. And it's based on a true story. So part of me wants to Google and see what happens.
Yeah.
But the other part of me wants to like be surprised about it.
The opening, I watched the first minute where, like you said, you reveal that this guy is dealing with a stalker, and the way they open the show and he's talking to the police officer about it. And then all of a sudden the guy asks for more details and it kind of like rewinds to the beginning. And that's where I stopped it because we're doing a radio show and
yeah.
I can't be watching Netflix during the show. But it hooked me. That first, you know, a show is good when you watch the first minute, and all of a sudden you're like, I'm intrigued.
Yeah, wait, I'm going to have to watch this. Lauren, did you watch the whole thing?
I watched the whole season already.
Oh, how many episodes is it?
I think it's 8 or 6. I'm not sure.
Okay.
It's one of them.
So what's your take on it without giving away any spoilers or anything like that? We're talking about Baby Reindeer, which is the number one show on Netflix right now.
I think it's pretty interesting. It kind of gives a reality of, you know, how far people can take things, but it's pretty interesting. I enjoyed every second of it. I watched it in 2 days, so.
Yeah, I was surprised we got through 3 episodes last night. In watching it, do you feel like, okay, first of all, the main actress, the Martha, is her name? How believable was she? I mean, like, I really thought this person was woohoo.
Yeah, she was super believable. I mean, I feel like she took that part and did great things with it. She's a good actress.
Yeah, it's, I don't know. Give it a watch. Someone just
texted. It says, OMG, baby reindeer. I think it's episode 4 where I needed a break. It's so intense. Jennifer says, yes, I'm watching it, and it's got me going through all the uncomfortable emotions, but it's good. Yeah, I don't even know how to explain it. It's just, very odd.
I was like Matt when he first mentioned it this morning, Baby Reindeer. I thought it was a Bluey show. It is not Bluey. It's not about an Australian cattle dog.
No, that, you'll find out. I don't think it's like, it affects, well, you know what? It might affect it. I was going to say something, but I'm not going to say it. I don't want to mess it up for you. But assignment for everyone. Let's reconvene tomorrow. Let's do our book report on the first episode of Baby Reindeer and see what you all thought. Or maybe you'll end up going 3 episodes like me because I was like trying to figure out what the heck was going
on. I'll continue watching my episode right now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.